the cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians in the woods on the estate. But as the war progressed, we then formed a wolf cub pack, and also a Boy Scouts unit for the older boys. At nights we used to have debates, mock trials, and in the winter, with the heavy snows, etc., we had wonderful snowball fights and things like that. At that time, each year there was a Wings for Victory Week or something like that. And the village took part by a presentation of St. George and the Dragon. The boys from the school forming the Dragon, and the St. George being a farmer on a rather large draft horse, which looked, I suppose it would look stupid, but it filled the part. We weren't actually aware that there was rationing, but what the staff did, which was very thoughtful of them, each of us was provided with a tin, and our sweet ration was put in that tin, and we were allowed so much of the sweets each day. They were carefully locked away in a cupboard. Christmas, we always had a end-of-term Christmas dinner, and everybody got a Kit Kat. I, in later years, found out that the staff had saved their sweet ration to save up the Kit Kats so that all the boys got a Kit Kat at Christmas.